this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting another shooting incident in the U.S. At least 14 people were killed and 17 wounded on Wednesday when three gunmen burst into a handicapped training center in San Bernardino, California, and started shooting. Hours later, police killed one suspect after stopping an SUV in which the gunman escaped. Another suspect is in custody. Officers late Wednesday said there was an apparent standoff with others in a neighborhood close to the shooting site. San Bernardino Police Chief Jared Berguan told reporters the shooters came to the training center prepared to kill. He said they used what he called long guns. Russian Defense Ministry officials on Wednesday presented what they said was proof of Turkish involvement in illegal oil trading with the Islamic State. They accused top Turkish officials, including President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and members of his family, of complicity in the sales. However, at a news conference, Deputy Defense Minister Anatoly Antonov presented no actual evidence that Mr. Erdogan or any member of his family had been involved in trading IS oil. U.S. military officials say the special forces troops being deployed to Iraq to put pressure on the Islamic State will have well-planned and very well-targeted objectives in both Iraq and Syria. U.S. Army Colonel Steve Warren said the Specialized Expeditionary Targeting Forces will consist of about 100 troops, including a smaller number of commandos who will conduct very precise, very surgical operations. Cameroon says its troops have killed 100 Boko Haram militants and have freed 900 captives that were held by Nigerian-based militant group. This is VOA News. British lawmakers on Wednesday approved by a vote of 397 to 223 a request from Prime Minister David Cameron to take part in airstrikes against Islamic State in Syria. Mr. Cameron appeared in Parliament to make the case.
These are raids.
The action we propose is legal, it is necessary, and it is the right thing to do to keep our country safe.
After 10 hours of often heated debate, the request was approved. NATO has formally invited Montenegro to join the alliance in its first expansion since 2009. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg made the announcement Wednesday during a meeting of NATO foreign ministers, calling it an historic achievement for the nation that was once part of Yugoslavia. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says Afghans coming to Germany in pursuit of better economic circumstances will be sent back to Afghanistan. Speaking to reporters at a joint news conference with visiting Afghan President Ashraf Ghani in Berlin, Ms. Merkel said Germany would meet its humanitarian obligations for Afghans who are in acute danger. Participants at the United Nations Climate Change Summit outside Paris are exploring the impact of natural disasters on the world's most vulnerable people. Wednesday's sessions focus on oceans and other water resources. The UN warns that failure to improve water resource management jeopardizes progress on poverty eradication and achievement of sustainable developmental goals. Participants at the conference sessions include national and local government delegations, development organizations, and water resource management groups. New test results show that waterways where athletes will compete in next year's Rio de Janeiro Olympics are more widely contaminated than previously known. The tests indicate a possible threat to the health of athletes competing in the Games. A study of Rio's waterways commissioned by the Associated Press shows high levels of virus contamination and in some cases bacterial contamination on shorelines. U.S. Senator Ben Cardin is calling for the redoubling of international efforts to support a political solution for Burundi. Cardin said the United States should help the African Union finalize contingency plans for an African-led mission to prevent violence in the country. Pakistan hanged four people Wednesday in connection with a Taliban attack on an army-run school in Peshawar last year. In the attack, militants killed 134 children and 16 staff members. The military announced in August that the four men had been convicted and had been sentenced to death. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes ended the day lower. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.